Okay, Greyhound industry, we've been speaking at length about these horrifying figures presented in New South Wales inquiry. Estimated between 13 and 17,000 greyhounds are killed every year, some of them brutally. That's 90, was it 96% of the amount of dogs bred being killed because the industry doesn't want them. Gordon Lewis, well known to this program, retired County Court Judge, Road Safety Camera Commissioner, did an inquiry into the integrity of the racing industry in 2008 and is a passionate advocate for greyhounds, part of the Greyhound Adoption Scheme. Gordon Lewis, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Well, is it time to close it?
Firstly, I agree with what Justice McHugh said up in New South Wales, is it, that it's really appalling. But what I've tried to do, as you know, I fought this battle for a long time. I've first of all set my sights on what's achievable, and I don't believe that the banning of greyhound racing will be achieved overnight. And secondly, the racing is a reason for the perpetuation of the breed at the moment because, as you know, there really were no domestic greyhounds for many years.
Yeah.
And that once we can achieve the transition from a racing animal to an acceptance that they're domestic pets, domestic breed, then I'd go back and have a look at the greyhound racing itself.
So what do we do in the meantime? How do we stop this slaughter?
Well,
stop the breeding?
Well, let me tell you some things. First of all, I don't know whether you've had GRV talk to you, but there used to be 8,000 litters in Victoria. I think we've got that down to 4,000. That introduces 24,000 pups into the world on average. And I would say, and this is being conservative, only about 10 to 15% of those will see their fifth birthday. Now, I think that's horrendous, and I think that GRV are making an awful mistake in the way they're going about it. They're fighting their battle at the wrong frontier, and what I suggest is that instead of congratulating themselves that the dogs are being humanely euthanized now with a vet certificate, which is a scam which is being got around very easily, they charge a quite sizable fee for registering a greyhound pup to race, but have about four-fifths of that refundable if and when the trainer can show the dog has been properly housed in a home at the end of its career.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Now, I reckon, I suppose you think your own ideas are good ideas. I was prepared to make an exception in that recommendation that injured dogs should be accepted that couldn't finish their careers. And then I had a chilling remark made to me. What, am I inviting some of the trainers to take a sledgehammer to their dogs to break their legs so they get their money back?
Oh, dear, yes.
I mean, I don't know, Neil. Look, we go back 15 years, and I remember there was a greyhound found under a sheet of corrugated iron at one of the tips with its ears cut off with tin snips, took the numbers off, and I think if I didn't care before that, I've cared ever since.
Well, you really care about the dogs. How many have you got now?
Got three.
Three greyhounds?
They were lying on sofas. Two of them were lying on sofas as I left. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I think, Neil, because first of all, there's an awareness that there is a problem with greyhound racing and the welfare of the dogs. I've spoken to two of the ministers. Oddly, the Minister for Agriculture is the minister in charge of greyhounds, the Domestic and Feral Animals Act, Minister Pulford, and I found her very receptive to the idea that Section 27 of the Act should be amended to take the requirement that domesticated greyhounds should be not muzzled. The only dogs exempted at the moment are the GAP dogs, the Greyhound Adoption Program dogs.
Yeah.
No one would argue that a dog that's never had a puppyhood, that's never had the initial training, should be off a lead. Indeed, I believe all dogs should be on a lead. I just think, having had two greyhounds attacked with their muzzles on where they couldn't defend themselves, I say they all should be on a lead. The second thing, and both Minister Pakula and Minister Pulford, I think, are aware of the problem, and I see them as a light at the end of the tunnel. They've also got a new CEO, Alan Clayton.
Yeah.
Now, I've come across Alan before, and I don't think he'll stand too much BS there. And the third thing, I think they should get a vet with extensive clinical experience onto the GRV board. I mean, we've got Ken Lay is a terrific bloke, but perhaps okay. With no greyhound background. I believe there's a barrister who, again, as I understand, is a nice person, but with no greyhound background, and to stick onto the board,
yes,
an experienced vet with clinical practice, I think, would be a step in the right direction.
Makes good sense. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Gordon Lewis, no greater advocate, in some ways an activist for greyhounds too, loves the animals, three of them.